Show. Chronicle DePona.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
A moment for us.
But I pulled a boner.
Who are in the club, okay?
Mommy boobies.
Here's Christina Aguilera.
I think they say that when you're breastfeeding, you know, your weight kind of, you know, slims down. It's a little easier. It's like a workout within itself. It's very tiring, actually, and you find yourself snacking more often.
The Don and Mike Show. Come on over. Mommy boobies.
But I pulled a boner.
A couple of pain-in-the-ass jackholes. John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Is everybody happy?
How about you, Paula?
I'm not happy.
You are never happy.
What do you think, Jackson?
Hello. Well, just hearing the song makes me think American Idol, so let me just turn it off.
Hello, Paula. Hello, Paula Randy. Making your tour. Shut up. I'm talking. Ooh. Talking.
I'll watch it tonight. And save that. We might have a segment of Simon Says today.
Very good.
Where the very angry Simon comes on and just tells us all what to do.
Well, he's not real happy.
Simon Says. 2 hours
tonight?
Why is
it 2 hours?
Because they've got a bigger band.
Oh, God.
Did you? TMZ had the worst thing that TMZ's ever had in the history of TMZ today.
What'd they have?
When I went on that site and they said, exclusive, TMZ shows you the new American Idol set. And they had a guy who had gotten on the set and then gone home and drawn a picture. I want you to think of Richard Dreyfuss in the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
That horrible?
Yeah. You know how everybody was drawing the same picture of the same big pile of
yeah,
mush?
The big volcano. Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. It was a picture.
A little crude.
A drawing.
We just don't care.
That's been their gimmick this year. They've been sending spies to the rehearsals and stuff of Idol.
I don't want to commit 2 hours
it's
to that
2 hours tonight because they don't want your eyes. They want your life. That's what I've decided.
But it's, you know, it's just 2 episodes this week because it's the final 12. They've combined and it's
one show. We're not going to get
results
3 shows.
Results tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Good sales job, right. Robbie.
Very good.
All right. Well, I'll watch it.
I would call that tolerable.
I hate it, but I will watch it.
I would call it tolerable.
With a bigger band.
There we go.
Harvey Levin just had a picture of the band. A bunch of stick figures.
Was it black and white?
Yes, it was.
Like a pencil sketch.
Yes.
Done from memory.
A picture of Ricky Miner?
Like somebody drew it on a napkin.
That's not good.
For goodness sakes.
I don't like that.
All right, Billy Crystal.
Yes.
Listen.
I'm all for him.
Here's where I come down on this issue.
Yes.
It seems to me, Mike, I don't follow baseball like you.
I know.
But I'll throw this out.
Go ahead.
I was reading the paper the other day. There was a problem with two teams. The catcher was blocking the plate, and the one guy at third ran over the catcher.
A collision, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
You're talking about the standard baseball collision that would happen in the course of a ball game.
And here's the argument. Hear me out on this, please.
All right.
The one side said, well, that's hard-nosed baseball, and the young man running from third to home is simply trying to secure his place on the team to show he has hustle.
Of course, he's trying to get on the ball club.
The other manager said, hold on, it's spring training. I don't want my catcher knocked to bits in a game that does not matter. Now, the point that is relevant here, Your Honors, is that the boy on third, who's going from third to home plate, he's hustling because it's spring training and he's trying to make the team.
As many players are in the leagues.
Now, imagine the dreams of the youngster who will not make the New York Yankees this year because for one special day, they're signing Billy Crystal. They're signing him not as a goof. They're signing him as a player, and he's going to play in a game that counts. I mean, it's a spring training game.
How many?
But it counts.
How many innings will he be participating in? Will he be starting? Will he be in the starting lineup?
The press release.
Because I think it's very important, Don, before you criticize, to find out all the facts and make sure that he is indeed taking a roster spot from another player.
Let's see. Yankees manager Joe Girardi, he says he has not decided what position Crystal will play. He will sign a one-day minor league contract to the Yankees and play Thursday. Crystal said the game will be played a day before he's 60, his birthday. He'll wear number 60. Mm-hmm. And the Yankees have the approval of Bud Selig.
Well, all right, then.
Well, I would like to make one comment. Although I have forever been rooting against the Yankees, as you know, Don, I will tell you something nice about the Yankees. This would not have happened under Joe Torre's watch. It would not have happened. I believe that Billy Gold is taking advantage of Joe Girardi being a rookie manager for the Yankees.
According to the Yankees, Billy Crystal hit .348 during his senior year at Long Beach High School in New York.
I understand that the next day, Jerry Seinfeld will be playing second base.
This is the part that just kills me.
At third base, Gary Shandling.
And don't forget our all-star catcher, Penny Marshall. Good luck running her big ass over.
And, of course, her brother in center field, Gary Marshall.
Pinch running, Larry King.
Very, very exciting.
Oh, third base, John Stewart.
Gary Shandling is playing third base. We'll have to put John Stewart at first.
Gary Shandling says, do these baseball pants make my ass look big? Anyway, Joe Girardi says, where Billy plays remains to be seen. It's exciting. Billy has done a lot for the Yankees. He's always been a big part of it. Mm-hmm. It's our way of reminding him and saying, thank you, Billy.
Now coming into play, right field, Adam Sandler. And this fall, Jonathan Silverman will be playing tight end for the New York Giants.
Now, don't bother calling and saying, Garth Brooks did this. I remember that. Garth Brooks is not nearly as annoying as Billy Crystal.
Yes, you're right about that.
Garth Brooks had a fling with a lot of teams. As I recall, Garth Brooks played like fake baseball with the New York Mets.
Are you aware of the fact that Billy Crystal and I...
The San Diego Rabbis, he played an inning with them in spring training.
Should I bring to your attention that Billy Crystal happens to also be a minority owner in the Arizona Diamondbacks? So, and really, if you're going to sit in with the band, why not make it your own band?
The one that you own.
I mean, I don't understand, and I'm very frustrated that, excuse you.
It's Bagel City. Can I give them a plug?
Yeah, please.
They're fantastic.
Try the chicken salad.
At third base, here's our coach, Paul Schaefer.
It's wonderful.
Don't be so flamboyant, Paul.
Please. Right.
Listen, here's the problem with this. I'm worried, going way back, to that boy on third who's trying to go home, and the catcher gets in his way and he knocks the catcher down. What if that boy is replaced that day by Billy Crystal, some useless hack actor who will be best remembered for that scene in When Harry Met Sally?
I would say that if Billy Crystal was to run in from third with any major league catcher and try to knock him over, his bones would be fractured.
Yeah, if you suck enough ass, does it mean that eventually all of our dreams come true, mm-hmm. no matter how stupid they are?
The Yankees have signed a new reliever, Larry David.
Coming in to pinch hit, Richard Belzer. Listen.
That's a good one.
This is just wrong. It's okay to go pal around and pretend you're one of the guys, mm-hmm. but they're going to put him into a game.
It's not right.
I agree.
It's wrong. I'm sure there are players that are not happy about this.
I hope the game is not on a Saturday.
This is... I hope the game doesn't go 700 innings. I truly do.
Sure. I hope he gets one in the head. I really do.
You know what? If he's going to stand in against major league pitching, whoever they're playing against, they're not signing off on this.
I've just talked to his pitching coach.
Yes.
David Steinberg. And he says,
I'm running out.
Mm-hmm. And he says that David Brenner is standing by.
God, you win.
Wow.
You win. You win.
Wow.
David Brenner.
It's the say hi to your 2008 New York Yankees. It's an all-star team.
I'm frustrated that this will set some sort of precedent. Now, you're aware that all of these major league teams have fantasy camps. That is the venue for the aging fantasy players to go and live out their little dream, not in the middle of a legitimate spring training situation with real ball players.
Yes, right. This is the point. He's been down there every year putting on his uniform, pretending that he's a member of the team. That's okay. Have a nice time.
Now, you're aware that the Boston Red Sox will be doing a
similar thing. For God's sakes, now joining us in center field, William Shatner.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you forgot about him, huh?
That where will Leonard Niebuhr be playing? That's what I'm curious about. But the Boston Red Sox are doing a similar thing. We will be starting Conan O'Brien and Bill O'Reilly. They will all be there. We're very, very, very looking forward to. And the young men are represented, too. Jamie Kennedy will be playing first base. Should be very, very exciting. We're looking forward to this. It's going to be a good time. Good time will be had by all. Colin Farrell will be playing left field because he's kind of out of left field to start with.
The team I'm worried about is the team from Atlanta.
Who will be playing on that team?
Denzel Washington.
Yes, of course. Samuel Jackson will be in center field.
Ving Rhames.
Somebody named 50 Cent.
And, of course, coming in at 10 o'clock, if it's a late night game, will be comedian George Wallace.
He's the best cleanup hitter on the strip.
Best 10 o'clock hitter.
Best 10 o'clock
hitter. Best 10 o'clock hitter on the strip.
This is crap.
Yep.
This is real crap.
Yankee fans, this is an all-time low for you. This is beyond, like I said, beyond goofy Garth Brooks.
I think the
doing
Yankees
this once in a while.
I think the Yankee fans are against it too. I think you would find that the majority, as much as I, the last thing I want to do is support Yankee fans on this show. I will tell you that I would say the vast majority of Yankee fans would be against Billy Crystal doing this. It's the real deal.
Right.
It's not his playground. It's not his chance to come in because he's a rich guy. And who's, incidentally, this is supposedly a birthday present for him, that somebody bought him a one-day contract. Incidentally, who gets a one-day contract? And I don't understand how this works.
Here's his statement, Billy Crystal's statement.
Good.
I've been waiting 50 years for this call. I'm overwhelmed by the generosity of the Yankees and Commissioner Bud Selig.
Yeah, right.
This will be tougher than the Broadway Softball League, but I'm looking forward to helping the younger players, which, by the way, is all of them. Oops, I have to go. Scott Boras is on the phone.
Oh, hearty, har, har, har.
You know, I'm going to go way back in time. But there was a time when this cat, George Plimpton, an Ivy League author, wrote a book called Paper Lion. And they let him in training camp with the Detroit Lions for a summer. And he actually got into a game.
Wasn't he an imposter, though? Didn't he fake it to get in?
No. George Plimpton.
Did they let him in there?
Yes, the real George Plimpton really got into a game.
Okay.
And they were four of the, and it was at the very end of a real game against the St. Louis Cardinals, an exhibition game. He played quarterback, and they were three of the worst plays you would ever see.
Right.
He couldn't handle the ball.
Sure.
Guys were knocking the crap out of him. Every single play, this guy got the snot beat out of him.
How many innings are they going to let Billy Crystal play?
I believe he's playing one inning, although they've left that kind of wide open that if – I heard someone from the Yankees. Who's Steinbrenner's?
Hank Steinbrenner?
Yeah, the guy that looks like Family Guy.
Steinbrenner, Hank, George's son.
Big Mouth Hank. He said, well.
Senator Dumas.
He said, well, if Billy's got it going, we might have to leave him in for more than one inning.
So they're going to have him pitch?
What? They don't know what position he's going to play. Meaning that if he shows some stuff in the field, he might be able to stay on for a couple of innings.
If he pitches, boy. I would just like to think what's going on in the players' minds on the other side. Even though it's been sanctioned by Bud Selig, I'd really not. Do we know who they're going to be playing? Who the Yankees are going to be playing when Billy Crystal gets in there? There's a line drive. Oh, my God.
That'd be great.
The blow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 I just
I wanted to tell you guys that I just heard on
the... Bye!
Okay, listen, you can give us the names, but leave the inflections to us.
Thank you.
Okay? We're open for names, mm-hmm. not for inflections.
Right.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. What say we make a bet about Mr. Billy Gold? Let's say I'll bet a dollar that they put a lavalier microphone on him while he's playing.
Yeah, okay. No one would take that bet. Of course they're going to mic him up.
They do that with lots of players.
Okay, just checking.
Okay, good call.
Yeah, thanks. Fantastic. Thank you.
Bye!
Thank you for your random thought.
Thanks. Do you think so? Do you think they might have actually photographers taking pictures of him while he does this?
Sure I will tune in. I will, if it's a day game, I will tune in.
Or will it be like a court proceeding where there's just a court reporter there taking sketches. Drawing sketches of the...
You know, you'd like to watch it, too. Just watch it to see if anything happens. I mean, he's 60 years old. He could be going down the line and break his femur. That could happen.
It would just be great if it was like, there's Billy Crystal reaching a bit. It's a broken bat single. It's a broken bat single. Oh, my God.
He hit the bag wrong. He hit the bag wrong. I believe that. Yes, that is a compound fracture.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been covering baseball for over 75 years, and I will tell you right now, from my vantage point, that is brain damage.
He is still not moving. Tell you, the commissioner's office is going to have to address this because this was something I didn't approve of in the first place.
His brains are leaking out as he dove for first place.
Let me take this opportunity to thank the SK scoreboard. You're out of town, SK scoreboard right now. Still no movement on the first base line with Billy Crystal. And, I've got to tell you something, Mel, that Bud Selig is going to really have to answer to this one. I thought it was a stupid idea to begin with, and I don't understand. You let an amateur come into this, even if it's exhibition baseball. Well, now, oh, no. Oh, no, they're bringing a rabbi out.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear God.
Bob, this would be a good time to say Yankees baseball is brought to you by Dick's. There's Billy Crystal down in the middle of the third. It's still Yankees nothing, White Sox 3.
Without the express written consent of the commissioner's office of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Say hello to your Yankee bench coach, Robert Klein.
Yeah, he was a good player in his day when he used to get those one-day contracts.
Singing our national anthem, Carole King.
There she is.
And now here to throw out the first ball, Albert Brooks.
They're all here.
And don't forget his brother, Super.
All the comedians, actors, and entertainment figures.
Super Dave Osborne. Super Dave.
Wonderful, thank you.
Everybody's here for the Yankees. Your Billy Crystal Yankees.
Well, I'll watch it. And I do hope they do the old. If it's a day game, I hope they rebroadcast it at night.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Rob, that's a good one. Rob Spiewak, right? New Yankee GM, Rob Reiner. Robert Reiner.
Robert Reiner. And, of course, the president and owner, Carl.
Meathead. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, just calling about Tom Bergeron's new show, Baseball with the Stars.
We have so many helpers.
We do. Yes, sometimes they're called gunslingers. Sometimes they're called auditioners.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, what's happening?
Hey, I just want you to know that I just found out that Carrot Top was going to be the starting pitcher for the Boston Red Sox.
Is this like a residual from yesterday's
Make Rob A. Yes, it is.
They just want to help.
Is this like when the nuclear cloud is still hovering over the city days after?
This is when the nuclear material is still fusing to the trees, turning them red. Mm-hmm. Killing all the chlorophyll.
It's your fallout.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hello. Now starting at shortstop.
No.
Oh, no, he can do it if he's just got a name.
All right. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I guess I overreacted.
I said, I believe
whatever.
It was the inflection.
Whatever.
Is it any good?
Go ahead. Well, he's listening to himself on the radio.
Who starts at short?
Former Mr. Streisand, Elliot Gould.
Elliot Gould.
Elliot Gould.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump on him like
that. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
I've got to get you a decaf from across the street at Bagel City. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Can you guys hear me?
No.
Not at all.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, wouldn't it be nice to see Billy Crystal take one off the head?
Well, you know, I would you like to see it if he's at the plate or if it's really a legitimate baseball move like a line drive if he's on the pitcher's mound? That's why I think I saw a picture of him where it looks like he's going to be pitching. If he's in that black sweatsuit that he has.
If he's pitching, I would give anything for a line drive.
Because then it's not, you're not going to have any controversy about, well, I guess some of the players didn't like the idea of him standing in at the plate. And, oh, there's a line drive. And, of course, that's just spontaneous.
And you know, you'll get some young muscle-bound minor leaguer. You know, right. He's going to say, well, you know, the guy throws me a fastball right down the middle. What
sure.
am I supposed to do?
I took a normal cut. But with his reaction time, he could be at second or short or first or third and still catch a line drive in the head.
You know, I'm going to hang on to my broken bat single fantasy that maybe – somehow the bat breaks, and as he's running to first, the part that's going whoosh, 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 comes around like in the Mel Gibson movie that where the kid gets his fingers cut off.
Sure.
In
Thunderdome, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Right. The first Mad Max,
where,
right.
Where they throw the little razor-sharp boomerang.
That's right.
Here's the thing. He's 60 years old. Anything could happen, even with him running the bases.
Hey, you just gave me some hope. Right. How about this?
Mm-hmm.
How about the big one?
The big one right on the ball, on
wow.
the base pass.
As he's running to first, right. as they give him a pass.
Oh, my God. We never should have done this.
And like, what if they let him, like, barely tap? You know, like when you're playing with a little kid?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And a kid just barely taps the ball, and you go,
right.
Come on, run. Are you going to make it?
And he runs down towards third base. That's what he does, like little kids do. You know, they're implementing a rule this year in Major League Baseball where the coaches have to wear batting helmets because of that minor league coach that was was killed last year in a game. So
That's a handsome look for those guys.
They're very much aware of the speed of the game. And if you're, you know, you're not a trained athlete, a young trained athlete, you never know what can happen out there.
It's a very handsome look. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. They look like polo helmets almost.
Yeah, they're silly looking.
We got to space age them up a little bit. We got to make bicycle helmet look out of them or something.
The thing that's going to be great about this is anything can happen to Billy Crystal as he runs the base paths. Anything can happen as he plays the field.
But I'm sure that you'll be with me on this. Wouldn't it be awful? In one case, it'd be a dream scenario. He's running to first. He goes down.
Right.
He tumbles. And what if it's something like, oh, he shattered his ACL.
Right.
Then for the rest of his life, he's going to have a sports-related injury
right.
while he was running to first with the New York Yankees.
You have to determine whether the pain of the moment will justify him gloating for the rest of his life over this.
I say no.
No, I'd like to see anything happen to him.
Yeah,
I just don't want to see him run out there and have a free of any kind of incident. I'd like to see either it can be a player on the other team, it mm-hmm. can be whatever. But where would you put Billy Crystal in a baseball lineup if you want to really keep him out of the fray? Because even in baseball, the outfield is not a safe bet.
I was
going to
say, put him in left field.
I think they're going to bring him into pitch. Because if he comes into pitch, that is a controllable situation.
Yeah, except.
And you can have the guys kind of checking their swings.
It's so great, except even if a guy checks up his swing
right.
and goes half speed for a major league player is still a million times faster
yeah.
than a 60-year-old man who's had 700 Sundays.
You know, I'd love to know the date. I would really love to know the date that he's going to play.
Well, Rob,
I would
that's
love
a great
day before his birthday. It'd be easy to track down.
Right. And now pitching, Neil Sedaka.
There he is.
Eight crazy innings.
We'll be
eight crazy innings.
Except there's only seven. Boss.
700.
There's
innings.
Nine. I'm sorry. There's nine.
There's nine.
I had it wrong too.
I'm predicting he'll play eight.
I just look forward to seeing it, and I hope he gets roundly booed. It'll be a home game. They'll play it in Tampa, Legends Field. That's where they're going to play the game. Which is soon, you should know, to be named George Steinbrenner Field.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice? Yes, Billy.
I heard he's got, mushy brains now.
Well, that's why he's turned over the operations to Hank.
Hank's got a big forehead.
Hank's got a big forehead for more ways than one.
Henry Steinbrenner?
Henry Gold. Hank Gold.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, am I on the air?
Yes, you are on the air. What's
happening?
I think
third base coach should be Alan Greenspan and first base should be Henry Kissinger.
Thank you very much. Yes, we're very excited to have. Hey, it's Billy. Look, Billy is coming to the plate. All right. Oh, he's throwing him the high cheese.
Isn't Greenspan married to, what's her name, Andrea Mitchell?
Andrea Mitchell, the best skid in the world.
Oh my God, that's like a road under construction.
Very good.
Every day. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Would Ryan Seacrest be a pitcher or a catcher?
I think he might have been both.
And I don't think Ryan Seacrest could play on this team.
Right.
I thought he was talking about Ryan Seacrest maybe playing on another team.
Yeah, yeah. But he didn't get you don't get right. anything we're doing, do you?
He's circumcised.
Now it's circumcised. Now I'm even more confused than I was
you're
before.
Obsessed,
is Ryan Seacrest Jewish?
No.
What?
I don't think. No,
well, then why would he be on our Yankee team?
I couldn't think of right off the hand of a gay Jewish guy. Okay, Richard Simmons.
But I will tell you now, coming in left field is Harvey Fierstein. Didn't take Mike long to think of a gay. Think of a gay Jew.
Well, I didn't think we were going in the gay route. You know, I mean,
we
that's
were
a totally different direction.
Once again, we were we were fine on our GPS until we went with our phone, with our hands-free system. All I want to do is watch that game. Yes, siree. Oh, fine play, Billy. Nice job. Yes, siree. I was divine in Hairspray.
Who are you?
I'm Harvey Fierstein. What team would Nathan Lane be on, boy?
Well, I believe Nathan Lane might not be Jewish.
Right.
He might have to be on the gay team then.
Might be the gay team.
Yeah.
That's a whole other team.
Craig Wilson's team.
Want to say hi to our ball boy, Danny Noriega. Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, now we've switched gears.
Yes.
At shortstop.
Carthen, come on, Carthen Presley.
Presley,
whatever his name is.
Sam Harris, I guess.
Sam Harris would have to be like a third base coach, bud.
You could be multi-gender. You could bring Rosie O'Donnell into catch.
Thank you.
Sure. And there's a fine-looking youngster from Southern California, Ellen DeGeneres, in center field. Why are lesbians coming to me easier than gay men?
That's not a bad place to be.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hi there.
John Goodman in right field. That way Billy could say he played with his hero, the Babe.
Everybody's trying now. Everybody's trying.
Just want to help.
Hi there. Don and Mike show. What's happening?
Hello, Don and Mike. How you guys?
Hi. We're doing great. How about you?
Just peachy. Just calling to see how you guys are enjoying your day so far.
Oh, we're having a wonderful day.
How are you?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty cool. Hey, everybody. Buzz, happy 420.
Thank you. To you, too.
Thanks for ruining our show.
He says you're welcome.
Now, I thought that potheads are normally a little more polite.
Well, you know, there are rude people in every group.
They're forgetful.
And come on, the show was ruined a long time ago. I'm sorry, sir. Hello, Donna Mike show.
How about we have for the team trainer, Angelo Dundee?
How about we just go to commercials?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was funny.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.